Okay, I got Stradiolaelaps to eat any potential things in my soil. I guess was this in October, November, December? I don't know, for beneficial bug day. And after this happened, I noticed I have tiny flies. Little, I don't know if they're fungus gnats or fruit flies. I'm going to assume they're fungus gnats because I've emptied my compost bucket. And nothing's coming out of it.
Fungus gnats and fruit flies, the same thing?
I thought they were different. I never bothered to look it up. We're going to find out. But it doesn't matter where I am in my house. There's always some tiny little bug flying in front of my face. And they're kind of stupid. So it's easy to, clap my hands together and get them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm in the basement. It just happened. It's happened upstairs. It's happened on the main floor. It's happened in my sewing room. And, I don't even have plants in my sewing room. Where the hell are these bugs coming from? And, it's weird to me that I just did the Stradiolaelaps and then all of a sudden something happened. So I'm wondering if I have, one really bad plant somewhere with major root rot that I just haven't found yet. Part of me was it's my Croton. It's got to be my Croton. And I checked. It's not my Croton.
Oh, weird.
But, it'd have to be something that's not getting enough light and getting overwatered. So.
Right, right. They are different.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I think the easiest way to tell them apart is fruit flies have 3 sets of legs. Fungus gnats have 2 pairs of hind legs and a pair of matching front legs.
So, which one has the different set of legs?
Fungus, 2 pairs of hind legs and a pair of matching front legs. Fruit flies have 3 sets of legs. Hang on.
So that's 6 legs per bug.
Yeah.
One of
which would
has.
Make sense as a hexapod. I see. Looks like fruit fly, all the legs are the same. All 6 legs are the same looking,
yep.
Whereas in fungus gnat has hind legs, long hind legs, and yeah.
Interesting. So it's they have legs and arms,
mm-hmm.
but the fruit fly just has legs,
mm-hmm.
or arms, depending
mm-hmm.
on how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's silly.
Fungus gnat looks more mosquito-esque, I would say, is probably the easiest way, whereas fruit fly looks like a fly.
Looking at the picture you showed me, the fungus gnat looks more like a traditional fly and less like a little bee.
This is the fruit fly. This is the fungus net.
Yeah, the fungus net looks...
That's why I'm saying this looks more like a mosquito to me. Where
okay,
that's
now that
like
you show
fly.
Me that picture, I'd take that back. Anyway, they are 2 different things.
Now we know.
Oh, I was really hoping I just, had a bad vegetable somewhere, too.
Mm. But, and they just are around.
I just can't figure it out. But anyway, welcome to Rough Around the Hedges. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Christine.
And today we are going to be talking about plants in the new year.
Yeah, welcome to the new year.
Yay.
We're back.
45.
Season 3.
Happy season 3, everybody. We're still here. yeah, I was telling Christine when we were thinking about what should we talk about. I was like, we should talk about plant New Year's resolutions. And then I'm like, I also hate resolutions. So Christine's like, do you want to talk about
it?
Yeah, we'll talk about it because I don't mind plants. I just like... Kaylin personally hates New Year's resolutions that are to better yourself because I'm actively trying to better myself and I don't know why I have to have a January 1st start date on this
shit. Yeah.
And so usually if I decide I'm going to do something, I don't wait till the new year to do it. I just try to do it the next Monday.
Well, there's that social stigma too of if you try to start anything, everyone's like, oh, your New Year's resolution.
Yeah, and that's just
I usually try and start
in
December. So I'd be like, no.
I have done that in the past before where I'm like, I'm going to start going... going to the gym. Like, I did it at the end of December 1 year, and then 1 year I started in November, 1 year I started in October. I was starting to say October, but my brain, just pictured August for some reason, and I was no, not that one.
Right.
Silly brain. But anyway, no, I hate the formal New Year's resolutions. But, we can definitely talk about what our plan goals for this year are.
Sure.
Why not?
Sure.
So, as you guys know, I was trying to get down to 100 plants, and I've been trying to stick around 100 plants. I currently have, 110 plants, not counting my propagation, so, it's always a struggle. And actually, was I telling you this, or was I telling Jen this? One of you. I was talking about my 100 plants, and then because I recently counted, I made a list in my phone after I brought plants in. Who's where? What do I got? How many am I at? And numbered them all. And then I... was like, shit, I have 110. Once these propagations become plants, shit. But I had a bunch of new plants too, because I did get rid of a bunch of plants that I was I don't want to grow this anymore. And then I also did manage to bring in some plants, which was not super intentional, but, like, you know, when I, like, if my friend has a cool plant, and I'm like, I want that, it's gonna come home with me.
Yeah.
Like, I got an aloe from Mackie that has those, like, red spiky,
angry
spiky pokes, and I was like, I need this. So, like, I have him, he's great, he's putting on a pup. Actually, he's got two pups grown in his pot, so, like, we're having a good time with him, and then I have another succulent I just can't get rid of, because I grew him in Lekka. And then I chopped his top off. So now the butt cut's over there in the tent. But the top of the plant that looks nice is upstairs in one of my grow frames.
And is it doing okay?
Oh, yeah. Then it's doing they're both the in butt like, cut. Kirsty!
That's the thing. I mean, because I had a real hard rule of no duplicates for the longest time. I still kind of do.
I mean, that is my ultimate rule, but I'm not, like, enforcing it until the time is right, you know? Yeah. Like, if someone was like, I really want to grow a succulent in Lekka, I'd be like, boom, I got you one. But what's cool is the butt cut is a succulent, and I've chopped his top off, so he just, like, popped out a bunch of pups all over the place. So, like, it kind of looks like a little mutant. It's a, what is that, Pachypodium? No, not a Pachypodium. It's not an Echeveria. It's a...
I don't know, succulents. I'm not helpful.
I know. I'd have to look it up quick, but... I got it from IKEA. It was one of my original six plants. And he's still grown in Lekka. He's still happy. And he looks like this little mutant. And I'm actually just, like, enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And to water him, all I do is fill up his reservoir. So, like, it's really low maintenance as far as extra plant goes. Which is why I still have him. Gosh darn it.
So you're trying to get back down to 100 is your first...
I'm always trying to have about 100.
Are you trying to get
it's a number that feels good.
Oh, sure.
Well, here's the problem. When I look at my list of plants and I'm like, which of these can I, like, peel off? Like, there's two. There's two where I'm like, I could get rid of this tomorrow and I wouldn't be sad.
Mm.
Every other one, I'm like, shoot, nope, I want that. Or, shoot. Like, I have two marble queens.
Mm.
They're both attached to walls. So, like, I can't just easily get rid of one of those because the minute I peel it down...
It's going to become a home project?
Yes, then I have to paint the wall. Because my... When the aerial roots grow up your wall, they have those tiny little root fiber, root hairs, little... What are they called? Cilia?
Something?
I can't think of it. Maybe that's the cilia. Am I thinking of whales? Like the baleen? Whatever. I'm trying to think of this word. Mackie would know it if he was here.
I don't know.
No, like, those tiny little hairs just, like, get into the wall, and then you can peel the aerial root off the wall, but those tiny little hairs will still be there, so on your white wall, you have now this, like, brown spot where the root was.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried, I mean, I haven't tried that hard, I didn't get a sponge and scrub it, but, like, they don't want to come off.
Right.
So I'm just, like, I've made my bed, and now I must lay in it. And, like, it's a cool wall. It's a cool wall, but I also think about, like, when all the lower leaves fall off, what am I going to do?
Oh, sure.
Because I like my plants to look nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I see just a bunch of angry, naked vine, I just want to cut it off.
Sure.
But then all the foliage at the end of that vine is still nice. So I'm just like, I either have to learn to live with it or I have to take it down. We're not to that stage yet. Maybe that'll be a 2025 project.
25.
Yikes.
Resolution goal.
And actually, in the bathroom where I have one of the marble queens, I'm totally fine with having to repaint that because it's a small wall. But also, it's now growing into the skylight because the vines have gone up the wall, by the mirror, around the shelf, over the ceiling, into the skylight. And they're very happy there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of little patches I could do in that ceiling, or in that skylight, if I took the plant down and fixed it. So, ultimately, it would look nicer if I fixed it and repainted it. So, it's like a, I don't want to, but if I had to, I'd be fine with it. Tess.
Right.
Okay, we got off track. 100 plants. Yes, I'd like to have 100 plants.
That's not too bad, though. If it's only 10, how many props do you have going?
Yeah, no, it's not that bad. I just... And, you know, what's interesting, too, is, like, definitely on my list of 100 plants, there's been plants that I've been like, I don't ever want to get rid of this. I love him so much. And then, like, something will happen, the plant won't look its best, and I'll just, like, fall out of love with it. Or if it ends up being, like, a high-maintenance plant.
Sure, yep.
Like, my Begonia Amphioxus was one that I was like, I don't ever want to get rid of you. But, like, he was blooming so much, and he was dropping leaves.
And he had, like, was growing a bunch of tiny leaves, and I was like, it's a plant that needs pruning and propagating on a fairly regular basis.
Sure.
To look its best. And I just one day was like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I don't know where I'm going to find another one of those. I'll track one down if I want to grow it again.
Sure.
And it was a cool little dude, but, like, you know, I had, what, 3 years with it? 4 years with it?
Begonia amphioxus?
Amphioxus.
That's the little, like, frog-looking one, right?
It's like the skinny, narrow lime green leaves with red margins and red spots.
I think Simone had some at their garage sale, so you can
always... Yeah, because I gave Simone and Alyssa a plant once.
Yeah.
It'll be a while. I think I got it in 2020, is I think when I acquired that for the first time. So sure. Yeah, I was growing it for 4 years. Mm. Cool little dude. Anyway, you know, I just fell out of love with this. I was like, well, we'll sell it and we'll get rid of it. And didn't regret it. Feels good to have him gone because now I don't have to clean up after his little ass. But, you know, there's other plants too, like my Paleopeperomioides. Mm. You saw what he looked like when he was plant of the week.
In his prime, yeah.
Yeah. But he was outside and I didn't dump his reservoir after it rained, so he got root rot, and so I had to fix that. And then I was trying to, like, passively fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't exactly work out the best. And so, basically, I'm starting over, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. They do great in Lekka. So he's in Lekka and he's finally established enough roots that he's not drooping. He's putting out nice flat leaves. So, like, now I just gotta, you know, wait 6 months for him to get real big.
Right. And that's for the folks who don't know, Pilea, like, their leaf cups different ways depending on light or water. Which one is it?
I would say they're not getting enough water if they cup funny.
Okay.
Because mine, when he's in Lekka, and he's got a constant supply of water, I'm getting, like, the flat, large pancake leaves.
Nice.
Every time. Although, also, like, if it has pests, then the leaves will also, like, cup and curl and start coming out stupid.
Sure.
So, that's an easy indicator there's something wrong. So, it's nice to see that the leaves are flat.
Yeah.
But, you know, for a while, he didn't have any roots, so that's why his leaves were stupid. So,
mm-hmm.
Whatever. We're on track now. He's doing great. But, like, that's a plant that I'm just gonna... I would like to keep growing it because they're really cool, but, like... I cycle through it. Like, every year and a half, I will grow up a mother plant, sell it, take a baby, start over in a 4-inch pot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, just keep doing that cycle. And I was totally planning to let my little guy grow as big as he could, but then he got root rot, so... Starting over! Speaking of plants, I had to start over my stinger turtles. Had to start him over for the 5th time, everybody. Oh, this is his best iteration yet.
Oh, nice.
He's on the floor of my grow tent, so mm-hmm. he's getting, I think I measured it, and it was like 100 micromoles per meter squared for 12 hours, which for him, it's a lot but a little. Mm-hmm. It's less than all my other plants, because, like, my Pilea is getting 212, I think. So he's getting less light, but, like, it must be perfect, because he's giving me the big turtle leaves like, the turtle-y definition on the back.
Nice.
So cool. You have to go see him. I'm so excited. And let's just let him take over my entire... Actually, that's what I should do, is I should put soil in the bottom of my grow tent.
just crawlers happen?
Yeah, let my crawlers crawl.
That could be our experiment to see if Serpens is a crawler.
Yeah, that's another one. Mm-hmm. But then I would have to water the entire bottom of my grow tent. But it would help humidity stay up.
It would.
But then I won't be able to step in there. Well, I could. I'd have to put papers down. Let's just landscape my grow tent. 2025 goals. Landscape grow tent.
Mm-hmm.
That's silly. But it would work.
When I had turtles, I had a love-hate relationship with turtles because every time I touched it, like, 6 leaves would fall off.
They're not getting enough light.
Yeah, I know.
That was my thing with string of watermelons, too. Every time I touched it, something would break off. I was like, please stop. He did great if I didn't touch him. But then Jen's got that plant now, and she experiences the same thing, even though he is getting more light, where it's just like a plant you don't touch.
Right.
So.
I think one of my resolutions is to not get too, like, pessimistic, I guess, is to not kill everything right now, because I've restarted everything. Not everything. Like, so
in January?
Well, like, restarted my everything? No, so... Over the last couple months, and I've been talking about this, a lot of my Hoya, I am down to, like, 3 big Hoya.
Oh, yeah, you were getting rid of your big ones.
And the rest I have restarted, and they're currently props. So that's kind of my own resolution slash goal, is just to make sure that those stay alive to a point, or, like, I successfully,
yeah,
you know, regrow them. Not necessarily looking to get to the massive status that some of them were at the end of the year. I'm kind of getting into a new point of, like, because I know a few people that keep their Hoyas so small.
For good reason.
Like, they keep them, like, they don't want more than, like, 5 leaves at a time. Like, they just keep them small.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, they like to keep them real small and compact.
Interesting.
I don't know if I want to go that small, but I definitely want to stay away from as massive on all of them like I have. Like, I'm always going to have, like, my giant Hush. I'm going to have my giant Latifolia. I'm trying to get my Polys to be real big right now. But some of the other ones, like, they could stay more in a hanging style, and then I just keep trimming them, giving them haircuts so they stay smaller and not, like, super, they don't, like, trail too long.
Yeah, because then they'll just be bushy.
Yep.
Without being long.
That's kind of my new goal slash project, I think, this coming year.
That's one of the things I appreciate about the Hoya, is that you can, when you chop it, it just makes the plant bush out more, and it does good things,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't really harm the overall look of the plant.
No.
Not like if you take a top cut off a vining philodendron that's upright.
Yeah.
Like, that's noticeable, and those don't bounce back as fast, but Hoyas seem to.
They like it. They love it.
It's kind of crazy. I like that about them.
Mm-hmm.
My Hoya cabinet, I was just in there watering, and my Matilda, oh, dear Lord, that thing is massive.
Yeah.
And then my Sunrise from Catherine that I restarted, that thing, it's doing, like, the whole tendril thing, but they're not quite long enough to throw them on the circle trellis yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sent you a picture of my Serpens. Serpens looks great. It's so full. It's so bushy. But I was telling Christine, I was like, I don't know that he doesn't want to seem to get long enough to curl his, for me to curl his vines around the circle trellis.
Yeah.
Because, okay, actually what I also secretly think it is I think he gets to a point where I've let him get a little too dry.
Oh.
And then the ends of his vines dry up.
Yeah.
So he'll put out new vines down at the base, which is why he's so bushy and full down there.
Right.
But also why I'm not getting the long viney boys.
Yeah.
Which is kind of annoying.
Do you keep yours in added humidity?
It's in my cabinet, but I think right now I was looking at it this morning and it's only like 40%.
Mm. So that might be part of it too. So I've been doing a lot of research on the Serpens, because...
Oh, did you want those cuttings?
Sure. I forgot to bring you elbow cuttings today.
Oh, that's fine.
I've been doing a lot of research on the Serpens because, you know, we read / see that they are native to the Himalaya region, which you immediately think of, you know, cold and dry and stuff. But I've been also reading... Steve at Vermont Hoyas? That might be his name. I might be wrong, but Vermont Hoyas. He's kind of like...
He knows the most.
He's like, for lack of a better term, the Bible when it comes to how to grow Hoya. He has grown almost everything. He has done extensive research on each thing. And I was reading on his stuff, and he is saying that Serpens needs temp, like 70 to 80, needs humidity at least 50%. If you pull them out, they're going to dry up and die and do exactly the thing that mine did when I was like, oh, it's a cold grower because it gets from the Himalayas. Let's throw it outside for the summer in the 50s. Maybe it'll take off. No, and it all died. So it's a weird juxtaposition for that plant.
What I should do is I should do an experiment. Leave one in my cabinet and put one in my tent, because my tent is 73 at the high.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night it gets down to 63. The humidity stays 40-50.
Yeah. And his says it's a trailer. So, like, in nature, it would trail.
Yeah.
But that's, I don't know, like, that's what's like, it, the way it grows, to me, I would almost think that it would want to be, like, a ground cover plant.
Yeah.
That could be a fun resolution / goals. Go see more plants in nature.
Let's go to the Himalayas, Christine.
Yeah, let's go find a serpent and see how they actually grow in the wild.
I'm still waiting for Thailand to be $500.
Mm. What's in Thailand?
All the tropicals.
True. natively. I know.
I'm going to Singapore.
Sure.
Let's go to Singapore.
Hell yeah.
Definitely go to Nepal.
Go to Singapore and never leave the airport.
We'd have to leave the airport. We flew all the way there. What is that, 17 hours?
Yeah. No, it can't be that. Well, maybe it is. It's right in the center of
everything. It's completely opposite of where we're at.
Yeah.
Need to go back to Costa Rica, too, because when I was in Costa Rica, I was not into plants.
You weren't appreciative of it? That's like me in Hawaii.
Yeah, I was like, wow, this is amazing. Rainforests are cool. But, like, now I could go back and be like, oh, dear Lord, that's a monstera. Oh, that's a philodendron, whatever. Oh, my God, look at this stromatha in the ground.
Yeah. I had my old coworker, he went to Hawaii, and he was taking all these pictures and sending them to me of, like, all these just weird-ass alocasia out there. And I was like, you should ask them if you could have one. You should ask them if you can have one. You should ask them if you can have one.
Bring me one home.
Don't take, just ask. I was like, are you on private property? He's like, yeah. I'm like, ask if you can have one.
Yeah, the people in my life shouldn't tell me they're going to tropical destinations.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, more. Part of me wants to say, let's get better at Hoyas this year, but like, I still have my 7 Hoyas and I'm good with them. My Carrii from Katie is putting out a new leaf.
Oh, the innervator gate one?
Yeah, that's
mine, exciting. Mine put out a chunk and then I've got aphids in my grow tent.
No.
Yeah. That's definitely one for me. A resolution is getting more proactive when I'm seeing issues. Because I'm a little too like, to leave it alone, give it a week, but like... When I'm seeing the telltale signs, I should get at it earlier so that I don't get to a point where I'm seeing bugs.
Do your spray downs.
I know.
For me, the pests that I normally find myself having is spider mites. Mm-hmm. So now that my plants are inside, I've been doing a couple rounds of the beneficial bugs. So like I did, got the sachets of the spider mites, got the Stradiolaeleps, I got lacewing larvae and lacewing eggs. Mm. And then the second round, I just got lacewing eggs. And actually, I just found a lacewing in my tent when I was watering. He ended up crawling on my finger, and I was like, I've heard they bite. So I was like, get off. I had to take him. I was over at the sink on the far end, so I had to walk back. Spoot him onto a philodendron without... I was like, don't bite me!
You do the eggs for lacewings?
So when I first brought the plants in, I first ordered the larva and the eggs, because the larva will go to town right away.
Yeah. And you do the hex cells?
Then when the eggs hatch, they'll go to town, but you get the live ones right away. I like the hex cell. So the hex cell sounds fancier than it is. It's just like a fancy piece of fat cardboard with like a screen on either side that's like glued on. And so, but essentially what it's doing is it's separating the lacewing larvae so they don't cannibalize each other too much.
Right.
So, if you get, like, the bag of lacewing larvae, they're all in there together and they can all just eat each other willingly.
Yeah, I got the jar once and I'm fairly certain that they ate each other.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see anything.
The hex cell is nice because, you know, even if there's one winner per hex cell, you still have all the little holes where ideally you'll get at least... the biggest and the best.
Do you just throw the hex cell on the leaf, or like how does?
So they're actually, the hex cell is over in the garbage if you want to see what it looks like.
Maybe.
But peel back just a little bit of the screen that's covering it. Tap tap.
Just dump them on the leaf.
Peel back another little bit.
Sure.
Tap tap. Peel back some more. Tap tap. And then just go around the whole house.
Might have to do that.
Yeah, I really like the ease of application with that one.
If we don't remember, friends, from lacewing larva, they are just a really good general bug that eats anything. So I always get the sachets because those are really nice. They last you 6 weeks.
But the lacewings don't come in sachets.
Right. So if you're looking for something,
I think just they come in hanging cards, but it's like one large hanging card instead of a bunch of small ones.
I guess, would you use lacewing as preventative, or are you going to use it for active?
I mean, you could get eggs and do it preventatively, but like they'll eat your aphids. I think they'll eat thrips. They don't like love spider mites, but I do believe they will eat some.
Yeah.
They eat each other.
Yeah. I got Cucumeris in this next round of bug day coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I always do the Cucumeris and Californicus sachets, but I got some rapid release cuckoos so that I saw like one thrip larva on my Tycon, so like we gotta get this taken care of.
Thrips larva.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, thrips.
I've been noticing when people just say thrip as in one, but like thrips with an S is singular. Mm-hmm. So it's always thrips, everybody. It's like sequence. So like, I know, I'm not grammar policing everybody, but I do think it in my head. And judge you.
Thanks.
I know you know the difference. You just said it wrong.
I know.
Did a whole episode on thrips.
That was so long ago. We could almost do another one.
I know. I actually totally, I intentionally, but unintentionally spaced this last bug order. Oh. I saw that it was due and I was like, nah, I'm good. But I was like, looking at the dates that I put on my sachets for when I should take them down. And it's like January 16th. And I'm like,
Yeah, pro tip, friends.
Shoot.
Either write the day you buy your sachets or write the date 6 weeks.
I do the 8 weeks after I've gotten them. I write that date.
Yeah.
So that, like, January 16th is the day that, you know, I can take it down.
Yeah.
Because then I don't have to do the math.
Or what I do is I do 6 weeks because they can last for 8 weeks, sometimes even longer. But at 6 weeks, I put on my calendar, buy more sachets.
Yeah, that's what I like to do. But this round, I was like, meh.
Nah, I forgot to. So I just went around lately and just pulled everything off. And I'm like, we're going to start new. It's new year. We're going to start with new sachets. And
yeah,
remember to put our... Dates
I gotta turn that back on my calendar. I turned that off so I didn't have to see it. All the bug days. Mm. And I need to turn it back on because I need to order some bugs. I will be getting more sachets at the next order because usually what happens in the, you know, early spring, sometimes winter, Kaylin does get spider mites. And so I like to avoid that, especially since I have such big plants with big foliage. And that Tycon is not going up to the bathtub.
Right, to get washed.
To get sprayed. There's no way.
You could bring the bathtub to it. But like, you know what I mean? Like soapy water, like a warm soapy water in a mop bucket and just scrub
it down.
I
want the bzz, bzz, the spray.
Yeah.
That's what I really want. I could just turn my kitchen into a portable shower.
Oh, there you go.
I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that.
Just build one of those like camping showers in your kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. Just hang up like a circle portable shower curtain ring and then just shove the plant in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's so much easier to do the beneficials, so that's for sure a resolution I'm going to have and keep. Saves my butt so much,
right?
Like I'm like I just remember what it was like taking my like 8-9 foot tall giganteum up the stairs to the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
I did that.
Yeah,
sometimes I would convince Brandon to carry it for me, but like I could still do it. I just didn't want to.
Yeah.
It worked. It did the thing. I got the spider mites off, but like that was a big plant.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like having to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And like some of my plants now are even bigger. Like if I had to take Regal Shield up there, he's heavy. Yeah. He's heavy. I don't want to.
You're gonna break shit. You're gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like he's not at like 17 leaves yet, but he's like at 14, 15.
I ripped a good chunk off one of my Thai leaves closing the curtains the other night.
I've been doing the jungle tiger past my Tycon, and one of his leaves is hanging on for dear life because I broke the main vein. I did tape them together and used a chopstick.
Oh, to try and heal it?
Yeah.
I had that be, I actually had that be didn't successful work. Once.
I've had it be successful a couple times, but I just kept walking by it.
I'm trying to remember what plant it was on, but I like, it was a phyllo of some sort, but I like taped like a toothpick to it after I like it might have been Pink Princess because I was terrified because it was like one of the most successful leaves I had on it. Ooh. And so I like taped a toothpick to it to like support it and it healed.
So some of the leaves that I've broken the main vein on and I either don't notice it or I don't fix it or I try to fix it and it's not successful, like in my brain I'm like, okay, the main vein is broken, this leaf is just gonna die beyond the point where it's broken.
Mm-hmm.
It holds on. It still does its thing. And I'm like, how are you? Like, it just doesn't seem that there's any, like plausible avenues for nutrients and whatnot to get to the outer edge of that leaf.
Oh, sure.
Because it's just, like, your regular leaf tissue without any of the veins. But somehow that plant finds a way.
Yeah.
And that broken leaf dangly bit stays good. Stays on. It's crazy.
I think one of my resolutions could be, oh gosh, I need to count and see where I'm at as far as numbers right now, but like growing fewer but more successful plants.
Ooh.
Across the board.
Yeah.
So like Ty and Billy, they're both in a state where I'm like, they're very successful. I don't, once plants get to a certain age, most, they get to a point where like they're pretty self-sustaining. You know?
Yeah, where you don't even have to like be concerned about them.
No, like you know they'll always be okay. Yes. So I want more plants like that. I want more plants like that. And if that means I have less plants overall to get, you know, a couple dozen that are like that, mm-hmm. that would probably put me in a much better growing situation just overall. And like my Hoya are like that. Hoya don't get like, you know, massive. So in that same vein, my Cupria, I think, is gonna be my like big for lack of a better term project for the year of like I want to make you super happy and successful.
I like that. I've been still trying to size up the leaves on my Cupria to try and get them as big as Nicole's in that one.
Oh yeah,
I don't know,
she's got the real beetle leaves. Because like it's putting out a leaf right now, which is its biggest yet, which is still relatively small Cupria saying. But it's about hand size for me.
Talking about the Alocasia Cupria, everybody.
Yep. Alocasia Cupria, because I won one at the event we were at last fall, and it was in a little 4-inch pot. And so it had, like, a bunch of, like, little leaves. Yeah. And it's also got, like, 10 leaves on it right now, too, which is the most I've ever had on a Cupria. So the newest one coming out is, like, hand size. And I have large hands. But I've actually had a lot of success. It's in a normal humidity. It's in a west window. And I've been doing Cali sachets on it. Mm-hmm. And this is probably the first Alocasia I've, again, knock on wood, have had no spider mite issues. And I think it's because I'm being good about keeping the sachets on it. So that's going to be like my goal for the year is stick with that. Keep the bugs up, you know, keep it in a happy spot. I'm terrified to repot it, even though the soil's pretty old in that pot, and I should probably just repot it.
My Cupria, remember I chopped it? So I had that stem. I got my first leaf off of that.
Nice.
And that's for a first leaf, it's pretty sizable.
Nice.
But that's just my original. My original? I suppose it's my original. Maybe it's not. I feel like I've started over. Anyway, it's a large trunk.
Sure.
And I got a pup to sprout off the side of it, and you know we were like it's gonna sprout out so many times. Just the one. Whatever.
And I'm still determining whether or not I have a red secret or a green.
That's true. What did I have? I have the green.
You have the green. I had a red secret.
So is your new one not the same
this star? One it's kind of like a weird in between, which makes me think it might actually end up being red secret with age, because they come in real dark red, or like the real dark purple. They harden off to a lighter red with a little green to it. I might have to look at yours to just
I was gonna say you should color. Look at mine anyway, because mine's in the it's in the new leaf red stage. I love it.
Those red secrets, like those purple leaves, are sick on
I know them. I know. I do love a Cupria. I would like to size mine up, get some more mature leaves, get those like really alien ribs going. Oh, on
those beetles. Yeah.
Yeah, I have not been able to do that. And okay, I could potentially change my grow tent to be warmer and or more humid. The light situation, we're really good now.
What's it getting? Is it like 200?
What?
Foot candles?
Because
didn't we determine that's kind of ideal for it?
Okay, so right now he's getting way more than that.
Oh, really?
Because so my tent
now. And he's
now,
keeping his leaves flat? Or like straight
they're
up?
They're vertical.
Nice.
So my tent now has a grow rack in it.
Okay.
That was my birthday present last year. I finally got it in there. I have those LED shop lights. Literally just the $10.
The ones Alyssa was talking about?
$10 shop lights from Menards that are the $10 after rebate. So I have two lights per shelf, and I have four shelves now.
Mm-hmm.
Four shelves. So there's only, you know, you don't count the top one because you're not putting plants on the top. So I have three shelves of plants. And I think they're about, like, 22 inches between the shelves. So the lights are right up there towards the top. So probably distance to plant is probably, like, 18 inches at the maximum. But the plant is usually a little closer than that. I would say the Cupria is 8 inches below the lights.
Oh, wow.
And I'm out for 12 hours. And I
feel like... See, okay, I've been using my par meter more.
Sure.
So I can't tell you what the foot candles are, but I can tell you what the... micromoles. Yeah, the micromoles per meter squared. I feel like they're at... I'll have to go measure it. I can't say off the top of my head. Somewhere between 100 and 200 micromoles. But it's...
Wow.
It's a fair chunk. It's pretty bright on those shelves. Yeah. If I get another set of shelves, I'm gonna have to get one with like four.
That might be an age shelves, thing too.
What?
Well, like my brain likes to like rationalize everything. So like smaller baby plants are going to be lower to the ground, meaning they
need less light.
They need less light or want less light or but without like, burning themselves.
You know how alocasias get to that 2 to 3 leaf stage where they don't do anything for forever? Is that because they're not getting enough light, or is that because it's just an alocasia thing, or like do they really? Because my brain says like lower less is just going to make that stage take longer.
Yeah, but so when I had my Cupria, it was getting 800 foot candles. Leaves were full on turned down.
That was too much.
It was way too much. And so when I put it in one of my brighter west windows, but like further closer to the ground, everything turned back up and it was happy.
Which is why you kept it in the west window.
Yep. So that's, I haven't measured it. I should. I need to go get new batteries for my light meter.
My both of my light meters yell at me that they need batteries, but they haven't died yet.
Yeah, mine's fallen dead.
I have the batteries. I just like, you have to go get the tiny screwdriver from the garage, and then you have to open it.
It's a 9-volt, isn't it?
Yeah, and I have 9 volts.
I don't. I should for my fire alarm, so I don't keep those. 9 volts always come in a
2-pack, and I always buy them because I need one, and so then I always have one left over. Sure. So like, I usually always have a 9-volt. Yeah, what I should do is I should acquire like 10 Cupria Corms and put them all in different sections based on, you know, the different variables.
Well, I was gonna say you have to get them all started the same and then move them.
I could do that.
Yeah,
I'm really good at starting off baby alocasias that mean nothing to me. When the stakes are low, they do whatever they want, and they're great. That would be a good resolution, but I don't know that I'm going to have the brain power to focus on that plant.
Right.
He's doing great right now, which I love.
If he's doing great, leave him.
And we're just going to leave him.
It's just surprising to me.
Yeah. Oh, in my tent, I did move. I was telling you this. I took my meter in there, and I was moving stuff around. So, okay. When I set my tent up, when I brought the plants in, I had everybody set up more or less so everyone's getting the same amount of light. And now that they've been in there for a couple months, I have gone back in there with the light meter and checked how... Because I know now who's growing well, who's not quite doing what I want to see, and who I want to do better. So, like, I've been slowly... When I say bumping my plants up, I just make them taller so they're closer to the light. Because I'm not changing how long my lights are on for or anything. So I'm just bringing the plant closer to the light, which gets the plant more light. Sure. So. Pink Princess got a boost. I had to move around my Pharaoh's masks because they outgrew the shelf.
Yeah.
So those are now getting...
they're real tall right now.
Yeah, and I'm intentionally giving them some of the best light in there because I want them to give me those beautiful leaves that I crave.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping I can do that. Colocasia are not the easiest to grow inside during the winter.
Sure ain't.
But it's in a tent and all my conditions are controlled, so they have no choice. but I was moving, like, my... Okay, you know I have those panels.
Yep.
They're situated in a way that some are a little closer to one side of the grow tent than the others. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the side they're not closest to is, like, lower light. And I was in there, and I was like, oh, these giganteum... I have 2 pots of giganteum, which is just cuttings from my mother plant that I got rid of. And they're just, like, wee little things. And by wee, I still mean in, like, a 6-inch pot and still probably 20 inches tall. I measured it and it was getting like 100 micromoles or something, like really low. And I was like, I don't like this.
Right.
So like I bumped both of them up and now I'm also like, shit, I'm going to create a monster, which is the goal. But I was like, am I ready for this? The answer is no.
Well, it's going to go outside, right?
Oh, for Christmas, everybody, I got a second greenhouse. So yeah, it can go outside. I talked my mom into it because I was like, okay, we're going to get off topic, but we're still on topic. I got an exact copy of the existing greenhouse I have because my tarp is going bad. Like, you could poke your thumb into it aggressively and it'll pop a hole in there for no reason. Like, sure. It's just
breaking down, right? So I looked into getting a new tarp, but a new tarp costs $30 more than a whole brand new greenhouse.
What?
Yeah, it was like $130 for a new tarp or $100 for a whole brand new thing. Totally stupid, right?
Yep.
Yep. So talked my mom into getting me that for my Christmas / birthday gift. It's out in the garage right now. But my plan is to put my, so my greenhouse, it's a 6x8 cold frame. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stick them together like a tunnel. Mm-hmm. I will have the covering over, like I'll have the tarp ends on either end of my tunnel. And then I will put the tarp for the greenhouse over one of them. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, I will have it be kind of open air where I will put my shade cloth. And then I can just have plants in there with just the shade cloth. And then I don't have to worry about fans.
Sure.
But I need the tarp so that I can put fans in there.
Sure.
Because I'm not going to be able to have air circulation if it's going to be an electrical hazard when it rains.
Yeah. My dad and I at Christmas were talking at length of creating a year-round greenhouse setup.
I wish. I don't have the funds for that.
No, I know. But he's all like determined now because I was like, hey, Dad.
Daddy.
When I have the property, geothermal heating for a greenhouse, and he like went off on it. He was like, yeah, you could do that, and then you could do this, and you could do this. And
yeah, let's get Steve on the case.
Yeah. He's like, what temperature would you try to maintain in the wintertime? I was like, 60 would I be ideal. He's like, would you be okay with 55? I'm like, he's like, at night. I'm like, yeah, we could probably deal with 55 at night during the winter. And so he just went town planning something. I will never have the funds for it, but yeah.
I want a custom built Victorian style greenhouse attached to my house.
Yeah, maybe when I get my inheritance.
I have such a hard time just like blowing an inheritance on like fancy plant stuff. Yeah. But like if I was less responsible with money, bet your ass. Hey, Brandon, we're going to blow out the back of the house and put in a
solarium.
For sure. I'm going to have it custom built. It's going to look like a little Victorian thing. We have a little couch out there. Actually, it would need to be big enough to have like a little living room.
Oh, absolutely.
For my plant gatherings. Yeah. I could host things. I could even like rent it out for small weddings.
Oh, yeah. Or just events. Tea parties.
Ooh, I could have high tea. Oh, my gosh. All right, Christine, let's get some inheritance money. This is a business venture now. When the podcast
takes off, yeah.
Goodness gracious. There you go. That's a great 2025 New Year's resolution.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shit. Now you're making me think.
Do we have any podcast resolutions for the year?
Hold on. I feel like we have like three open-ended topics here. Oh. What were you talking about? Cabrillas, and we switched over to greenhouses. Greenhouses, my lights. I moved all my plants to get better light based on how they're currently growing and what I want to see. Mm. I thought they were getting enough light when I first put them in there. And now that I've been watching them grow and seeing who's doing better and who's doing not, like, I'm glad I moved them, but also, like, again, I'm creating monsters now that they're getting more light.
Because
I was aiming for about 200 micromoles mm-hmm. per meter square. So
at the topmost point? Or
Yeah.
Because
that's what Pink Princess is getting, and I'm getting some so great variegation, but the leaves are sizing up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also trying to do better by my black cardinal philodendron,
mm-hmm.
Who just put out a new leaf, but it's smaller and it rips. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Come on, little buddy. And then what were we talking about after that?
I need to get my Soltex up. I still haven't even got my Soltex hung.
Shame on me. I still have two that I haven't put up yet. Same. But I did at least figure out where I'm going to put them because it's easy. I have a hook that's installed in my bedroom, but no grow light and no plant.
There you go.
So I'm going to just put a light there. And then I have, you know how I have those metal bars in front mm-hmm. of my windows? The patio door. There's a little space next to my, in between my corn plant and my desk. I'm going to put one of the Soltex around the bar. Drop it down to my extension cord and timer that's already there for the Croton's light. Put a plant there. But I have to figure out what plants I want
to
put there.
Right. I'm real tempted to take my two Soltex. So I moved in my house where I have the stairs, and I had that corner right next to the stairs that, like, my ficus.
Hold on. Are you talking about by your door or by your stairs?
By the stairs. There's sure. that corner where the thermostat was. I had the
three. You're talking about the corner where you have the light?
The lamp three-way? With the three. Yep.
Okay.
I moved those to the corner by the door.
You moved that light to the corner by the door?
Yep. Okay. And the plants. And so I'm currently thinking, because that's a real big corner by the stairs now. Do I put the two Soltex there and move my tie downstairs and just let that be its like showcase spot?
You could, but
Caitlin just gave me a look of like
I raised my eyebrows at you. Big time.
Yeah.
Picture my plant.
Yeah.
Picture my Ticon in that space.
Yeah.
Does that feel crowded or does that feel right?
That feels right.
Perfect. Do it.
Because that's a 14-foot ceiling. 12 or 14. Yeah.
I still think you should grow some kind of vining plant up the stairs.
But you got to think that in theory, we're only going to be in that house one more year.
It doesn't matter. It's not, you don't have to deal with it when you move out.
Yeah,
somebody else's problem.
It's landlord special.
Yeah. I was also,
I just have to, if I do that, I have to come to terms with Ticon having leaves pointing upwards. And that was the whole reason why I moved them to a window, is I wanted them to lay vertical.
Well, what you could do is you could install one of the Soltex at an angle.
Right.
So that you have one doing a top down and one doing a front facing, like a
spotlight.
That's
real showcasey. Yeah.
If you're going to put two Soltex lights on that plant, you might as fucking well. I also have four grow bars that I'm not using. And I'm like, who are you, Caitlin?
Yeah.
I just like the grow bar has to go in a specific spot. Like, I don't have a spot for it. I could put that. I just don't have like the right shelf setup. Because at one point they were underneath my cabinets. But then I lose cabinet space for plants. And then last year they were in my kitchen window. But because we put in a new window and there's a new... what do you want to call it? The casing didn't change, but like there's no shelf in there because we took the shelf out to put the window in.
Oh, sure.
And now the shelf doesn't quite... I haven't actually tried, but like the trim is also not on the window yet. Mm-hmm. And when it does go in, I'm going to paint it pink and I'm not sure I want a shelf there. Mm. Or I might actually... because my house is... it's at a slight angle. It's not straight north, north south.
Sure, sure.
I might do like... staggered steps on just the left windowsill edge so that I can put a plant here, 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 and here along the left side. Because it's the window got this, the window itself got like the windowsill got wider because Brandon loves me and knows that I can put more plants in there if he just did it that way when he installed the window. But because the house is at a slight angle and that window faces mostly east but slightly south. It's interesting, like, the left side of the windows are where it gets the most light for the most time, as opposed to, like, if I put a plant right in the center of the window. So, like, if I have it off to the side, it gets more light that way. So I might just do, like, see if Brandon can install, like, three or four shelves on the left, and then I could put, like, a vining philodendron vining pothos in there and just let him, you know, cascade down.
Do you have...
but that would mean like one shelf vertical or one shelf horizontally, like I used to have.
Yeah.
But that was where the lights did go. So that's why they're not up.
How tall is that window?
I feel like 48 inches is too tall, but I feel like 36 inches is too short.
Do you want to try before you like do a permanent installation? I bought like a little like tension rod thing for windows that has like little saucers to put plants on. To have them like in a corner of a window. You could borrow that. I'm not using it right now.
Yeah. See if that I would works. Try that.
Yeah.
Oh. Kind of how like they have those in showers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, I try it. Because that's not permanent.
Because it has the little cups if you're putting a pot, but it also has hooks to do a hanging plant.
Well shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try that.
Cool. Next time I see you.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also have to figure out what the dealio in my kitchen window is, because right now I have two plants and a jar of cuttings.
Oh, sure.
So, like, it's weird not having a bunch of plants in the window. It's kind of nice.
It's weird also... that my, like, grow tents are pretty bare right now. It's all just, like, Ziploc bags
because they're just
cuttings.
Small.
Yeah. Well, it's all Ziploc bags of cuttings or very small props. Well,
that's gotta be nice.
I know.
I say as I'm just, like, I have...
and I six elbows.
I can't stand... in my grow tent.
Yeah.
I have to take out like three plants if I want to stand in there. My elbow is growing now.
Good.
We put out a second leaf since the chop.
Nice.
Which I'm happy about. But also like it's been really dark.
Yeah.
And now that it's getting lighter, there's more light and the plant's going to start growing. And like I find I get some of my best growth in like February, March.
Stuff's waking up.
Yeah, and it just starts taking off and going nuts. So, yeah. Like, I'm excited. We're going to grow that bad boy up just as big. I also have the problem of my plants are too big. So, like, in my big window, it's Regal Shield and Tycon taking up the most space. And I only have, like, 1, 2, 3, 4 other plants in that window, period. Because they're small and I fit them in. Like, Billy's there. Because he's a weirdo shape. I moved my Deonodule over there. Because he's just in a tall 6-inch pot, so I can put him anywhere. And he doesn't really grow in the winter anyway. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just leave him in the south window. Don't let him dry out. And just wait till summer when he grows a new leaf. My Oreo's there. Ooh, my Oreo's putting on a new leaf, too. Oh, I have to spray that with fungicide.
Monstera Oreo?
Yeah, Monstera Oreo. I got one from Jen.
Oh, I don't remember you getting that. Nice.
Yeah, Jen gave me one.
Nice.
But I think that one guy, like, you know how the leaves sometimes just, like, half of it dries up? I think it might have a little bit of fungus something in it,
Sure.
Need to spray it. But that one's actually been a really slow grower. I had him in the greenhouse, and I'm going to repeat that I don't think small plants like my greenhouse. Mm. I don't know if it's, like, the extreme temperature fluctuations.
Get too hot? Or, oh, I see what you're saying.
Because it does get, it's, like, 100 degrees.
Oh, that is.
And maybe I should have a darker shade cloth.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a poor for light, so mm-hmm. I've been putting on, like, the 50.
Mm-hmm.
And do I have a 30%? I definitely put the medium one back on in August because it was getting too hot in there.
Oh, sure.
But I have two fans running the whole time, circulating the air. Like, it feels nice in there, even though the temperature says it's 100.
Right.
Because the air is moving.
Right.
But I don't know that, like, medium little plants like that environment. So that'll be something I do for the summer. So I don't put... I'll only put my established plants out there.
Sure.
But yeah, he didn't really grow. Didn't really grow outside this summer. And he's been quite slow now. But, you know, he put out a second... There's a new leaf. And hopefully it just keeps going. And then hopefully he's happy. And then hopefully he turns into a big plant. And I actually... That's going to be scary.
Oops. To have an Albo, a Thai, and an Oreo.
Well, I am glad that the Thai and the Albo get big in different ways.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't
because
seen...
Because if I had an Albo that grew exactly the same as my Thai, I would be able to have two big plants and two big windows, and that's it.
Yeah.
Forget all those other plants.
Yeah. Is Oreo a Deliciosa?
Or a Borsigiana? I don't know.
Because that will tell you how it's going to get big.
Yeah.
I've never seen an Oreo big.
No. Well, we're gonna.
Yeah.
Between me and Jen, we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Hi, Jen.
It's a race. Race is on.
But yeah, the Albo, it has big leaves, but it gets tall, and then the Tycon is just, it sprawls left and right and top and bottom and puts out. My newest leaf is 29 inches. Crazy.
Dang.
Son of a bitch.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. But I'm excited to have double the greenhouse space because I can spread stuff out more. And then I have the shelves in my normal greenhouse, but I don't know that I will put I'll have to put some kind of shelf to get the plants off the ground because otherwise the worms will crawl into my pots. I have to think of something. But actually, I could just put everyone in a saucer so that they can soak up water, but then any extra will run out of the top. I don't know if I like that.
Or you could do the thing that Adam would do. Do you have, like, extra shelves from your...
I have one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's...
Set them on a shelf.
A 4-foot-long piece.
Yeah, that's true. I could.
I think you would do, like, cinder blocks and a shelf. But, yeah, even just a shelf on the ground would be up enough.
Well, and Brandon can build stuff, so I could get him to...
That's true.
I would say just put him on a pallet. I'll figure something out.
I'd be a little worried about rotting wood.
You know, I could just get individual bricks and put 3 bricks together, set the plant on top. That gets the job
done.
That
works.
Yeah. That's the lowest stakes. It'd be nice to have more room to put the big plants out there.
Mm-hmm.
My ficus trees are getting too big. They're getting too close to the grow lights. I'm not doing anything about it right now.
That's kind of me and mine, too.
And they're going to do great outside in the summer, and then they're going to have to get a chop, which is going to be sad.
Right.
But do you have any other New Year's resolutions? We kind of just went off.
Yeah. This is like a long pants. List. I'm going to have to re-listen to this and like write stuff down.
Right? Make a note by your calendar.
Yeah.
I definitely tend to forget the things I say. And then I'm like, oh, I should do this. And it's like, I've said that 6 times now.
Cool. Plan of the week?
Ooh. I actually picked one out this time.
Me too. I actually already shared it in Discord too. So
you did?
Well, yeah, it's going to be my, and I sent you a picture, my outer elbow polyneura.
Outer elbow. Oh yeah, you did send a picture.
That guy is taken off and is just super happy right now. He's hanging in a west window. I took him out of the grow light setup because polys sun stress way too easily and I don't like their sun stress. So he's just in a west window. Currently in a 3-inch pot, but what I've been doing, so polys don't climb and they trail really weird because they're like a real thick vine. So they don't, hang like normal. Yeah. They kind of like, they kind of do like the Maranta thing where they like kind of grow outwards and eventually gravity starts taking a toll on them, mm-hmm. which I think might be part of the reason why everyone says theirs dies after a while because it's getting too hard at the base of the plant. Anyway, so I have it in a 3-inch pot, but in a 4-inch catch pot. So that's giving like a little bit of like a bridge for the plant to hang out before it's starting to actually trail. And I might keep that up to see if it keeps going that way. But yeah, I love them.
I do strategic planting like that when I need a little vertical support on my long begonias.
Mm.
I'll just put them in a tall pot, but not fill it all the way with soil so they have something to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
My plant of the week is my Alocasia metalhead.
Oh yeah.
So this guy's been living inside under one of my Soltec lights, and it's kind of crazy because he grew outside all summer on my patio,
mm-hmm.
and he was giving me really big green leaves. But now that he's inside under a light, he's giving me medium sized black leaves.
Nice.
Yeah, and like his little vein in the middle is like a purpley color. And then his leaf is like just this sexy, dark, glossy black.
Nice.
And that is why I like growing that plant. Like, I do like the big green leaves, but the black leaves are way better. So mm-hmm. I'm pretty jazzed. I'm pretty excited. I'm happy he's happy. So congrats, plants of the week.
Yeah.
All right. As always, if you want to join our Discord, you can see our plants of the week. You can talk to us. You can ask questions. You can commune with our Rough Around the Hedges community. Free to join, no cost. Follow us on Instagram. You know, we don't really tell what our personal Instagrams are ever, but if you want to follow Kaylin, I am up close and plantsimal. I do not use Instagram right now, so you can go back and look at all my plants, but there's nothing new there.
Yeah, and I hardly post anymore. I need maybe...
You're actually Rough Around the Hedges.
Yeah, I am the original Rough Around the Hedges with periods in between each word.
And no podcasts at the end?
No podcasts at the end. Yeah. I think people, I've been getting a little bit of an uptick in followers, so I think they find my personal profile first.
And then they find the podcast.
And then they find the link to the podcast from there, which is fine. I appreciate it. Just know that I don't post very often.
Yeah. And I'm taking a social media break where I don't even have Instagram on my phone, and it's been great because I don't have that like doom scrolling, but also that jealousy that social media brings. And also I'm not trolling people who aren't giving their plants enough love. So it's been very healthy for me.
Yeah.
But I do have like, I don't know, 500 posts or some shit with like
something like that.
I don't know. And I think I'm funny, so like my comments are worth reading through. Sometimes I'll go back and I'll like stalk myself and I'm like, "Ugh, I was so funny back then." But it's, you know, same sense of humor, bitch. You should know this.
Right. Cool.
Anyway. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Thank you for tuning in for the beginning of season 3. Happy 2025.
Let's do it.
Heck yeah. Got some exciting guest hosts coming on the podcast in the next couple months.
We're not going to share yet.
Heck no. We are so, so excited. We'll just tell you that. So we finally got over the hump of, what is it, executive dysfunction.
Sure.
Got around to asking some people if they want to come talk with us on the podcast. So very excited for those chats that'll be coming up in the next couple months. So
stay tuned, everybody.
Indeed. We'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.